life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to gold, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Buddy, welcome to the Helpful Snowman morning show. I thought, what would happen if we did a morning show? What would that be like? Because most radio is on in the morning, I think. I don't know. Is anyone still listening to their actual radio? I mean, you shouldn't. If you're listening to this in the morning, I guess this will sync up nicely. But I don't know why you would do, you know. For those of you who are like, I need this first thing in the morning Friday, you true crazies, thank you. Oh, God, okay. You know, we're going to have to do a restart because this song isn't quite bringing it up for me. So let's do, you know, let's do another here.
Life's not like Flynn.
Get to hear this twice today because it's a lucky morning show.
You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to gold, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Is this song? How exhausted is that drummer, huh? Forever. And all she's doing is, whoa. I mean, God, could you do anything easier than just whoa, whoa, whoa? Although Walking on Sunshine is pretty original, I guess. I mean, it sounds like a drug thing to me. There's something I always wanted to do for morning, you know, if I was on in the morning. I think I'd play this very song, and then, you know, you get to announce. I would always listen to the radio for the school closures, you know, for snow, which I think I had two of in all of my years of school, however many that was. I've always wanted to do that. Hey, kids! Well, it looks like this morning we've got some school closures. Put your scarves on, or I guess don't, because you're not going to school. You're just staying home, jacking off while your mom's at work and she leaves you a can of soup to eat for lunch. Wheat Ridge, guess what? Closed. Thornton? Sorry, faggots, you're open. Colfax area? Closed. Highlands Ranch? Ooh, I hope you packed a lunch for today, because you got school, fucker! That's how they should do it anyway, because that's how it feels. When they tell you, you know, when everyone around you is closed and you're open, you're like, what the fuck, man? You can just hear them laughing behind their, closering. Mm. Okay, that's enough of that. I'm just drinking some coffee here, too. Easter just ended. Did you guys have a good... No, I don't want to ask if you had a good Easter. What I want to ask is, did you have some kind of an Easter? Because I didn't know Easter. You know, I don't know how I discovered Easter this year. I excavated it from the lore of the land. I went to go buy a pizza, and there was a sign on the door that said, Easter's has closed our restaurant, The Tyranny of Easter. Which, I mean, it's a pizza place. Where it's kind of like the Christmas problem, right? You know, Wendy's, they're like, we only close 3 days a year, and one of them's Christmas. And you're like, well, that's great, because that's the day I most need Wendy's. You know, and then I have to come in the next day and say, with all my Wendy's gift cards that people will hopefully buy me, and say, where were you when I needed you? That was yesterday. I don't need you today, because I can just hide in my home today. Yesterday, I was all alone, hungry. You know, Thanksgiving, same deal. I don't know what you guys are stuffing a turkey with, but if it's not double stacks, you're probably making the wrong kind of turkey. If it doesn't accommodate a dozen double stacks. Anyway, if I see one more fucking plastic egg, I'm just going to flip. Just going to die. Oh, man, this is going well, huh? I truly just got up, made some coffee for myself. Brushed my teeth. I have some good dental updates for you guys today. Also, Jesus Christ, I hate the morning so much. I don't know what you guys are doing all in these mornings. Everyone too is like, oh, then you get off work at 5, and I'm like, great, for what? You know, if I could go to work my chosen hours, it'd probably be 9 to whenever, you know, 8 hours from then. Well, if it was chosen, it would be 9 to 10:30 every night, just to get me ramped up to go out or something. But I don't know. I don't understand the big deal about this daylight. It's hot, you know? Every time I go out in the morning sunlight in the summer and it's too hot, I feel like I'm, you know, that sweaty heat feeling you get when you're holding in a diarrhea? That's just the whole day. That's everything, you know, and my V, as I like to call that area, gets all sweated through, and sometimes if I'm wearing jeans, you can literally see the sweat if I'm walking around outside. Okay, this is what summer is for me. Summer is a hell. Oh, which reminds me, I put up a Facebook update the other day about my summer list, my annual summer list of things to do. Which some of you might remember from last year, and I had a mild success. And I want to do the same thing this year, because I think that I hate the summer. But as you get to the end of the summer, you can at least look back on your list and say, look, I did some shit that was good. That was fun, right? So I've got a few things on there so far. To give you some ideas, because I put it up on Facebook and, you know, I don't think I got serious answers. I think people thought it was hilarious that I don't like the summer, which next time they're holding a diarrhea, I'm going to say, you know, now who's hilarious, diarrhea holder in her. But I'm not being funny. There's nothing funny about this to me. Do you find anything funny about number 4, eat a Dorito taco? Because I don't. These aren't in order, but I've got so far to shoot a gun, which I've done before, but it's been a very long time, and I would like to shoot a firearm, because why not? I mean, the amount of times in games and movies and shit that you see someone shooting guns would make you lead to believe that this is happening all the fucking time in real life. It's not. It's not happening in real life. Ever. I mean, I don't ever... It's funny because, like, the one weirdo conservative thing that sometimes I think about that I've thought independently from their thinking, they always think, like, Obama's going to make guns illegal and then come get them. Which seems silly to me, because I would answer that with how. I mean, who? What cop in their right mind is going to say, oh, what's my assignment today? Just to go collect guns from people who don't want to give them up? Cool. I'll see you guys in a few hours. You know, it's like, no, you won't. You'll be in the goddamn morgue. I mean, that's a horrible assignment. You know, I'm not advocating violence against the police. I'm just advocating that they make good decisions. Which is already, I guess it's too late, right? I mean, anyway, so I want to be, you know, when they worry about kids imitating video games, that's what I want to do, is imitate a video game and shoot a gun. I have on this list, visit Chicago, which is in quotes, because it's not Chicago the city, okay? There's a little, I don't know if you'd call it a restaurant, but it's on in a real shitty part of Denver, and it's called Chicago, and it looks like, from the outside, it's got a neon sign and bars over the windows and shit. It looks like an outpost after the zombie apocalypse, you know, a post-zombie apocalypse outpost, or kind of like, it's what I would imagine, you know, the nearest hot dog place to the Dusk Till Dawn bar, what that would look like a little bit, is this Chicago. So not the musical, not the city, but the weird place. And have, you know, probably have a hot dog. And they, I guess they sell, like, Chicago tourism merch, you know, like I Heart Chicago and shit. So that would be cute. Let's see, next is be on some kind of a ride. So, you know, I went pretty generic there. I want to go to fucking Waterworld, which is a water park, okay? But none of my friends want to go there because they're like, I have to be in my bathing suit. You know, I don't want, and this is male and female, by the way. This is not a, you know, this isn't me bashing on women, that part of this show. I'm just not awake enough yet to be effective. But, I just want to go, you know, I really want to go on a water slide, but I don't know if I'll get that opportunity, so I'm kind of settling for any kind of ride. So whether that be a carnival, or a theme park roller coaster or something, it can't be, I'm not talking about on a playground, okay? I have to pay money to be on it. I think that's the standard, so that I'll know it's a real ride. And I'm not talking about, like, being in a helicopter or something. That's separate. You know, a lot of people probably make a list like this, and they're like, it's my bucket list, which I really hate that that's come into the common lexicon, because that movie was fucking shit. And someone asked me about a while ago, would I want to go skydiving? Which I think I would be up for that. But I don't want to do the thing where you, you know, because it seems like when you go skydiving, instead of, they used to just be like, it's pretty dangerous, blah, blah, blah. Now they're like, well, we just strap you to a guy with a Bjorn, and that's how you do it now. So then we don't have to, basically, we just, you know, I don't understand why that's different than, I mean, doing any other activity. You know, it's like, oh, you go snorkeling, but you're strapped to a guy, strapped to his stomach, and he swims for you and, you know, does all the oxygen and shit, and you just kind of sit there. Just strap me to the outside of a submarine then. What's, or, you know, I'll just strap myself to the wing of the plane and then you just go. I mean, what's the fucking difference? I don't want to do that. And I, you know, the whole thing too, I don't want to do that for the part where you're in the plane going to skydive would be the worst. And then when you hit the ground. Because when you're going in the plane, I don't understand, like, are you just sitting on his lap? Is that how this works? Is this, I wonder too if these skydive guys are just really into it because they're like, I don't know, you get, I'm sure, occasional hot babes, and then it's like, well, they just sit on my lap the entire time we're in the plane, and then we're going all the way down, and they're, like, wind pressed into my body. It's like, I mean, it's pretty much doggy styling someone the entire time you're attached. Or stand up from the back fucking, is there a name for that? I don't know what that's called. You know, and then you, when it's time to go out of the plane, I mean, do I just pick up my legs and he walks, you know, like I'm a literal baby? And then do we go to the zoo afterwards and do the same thing? And I just point at shit and don't talk, you know, because I can't talk yet. And then, you know, and as soon as I hit the ground, the skydive portion over, I would immediately be like, ah, cut me loose. Because that's just a lot of, I mean, it's like if you had to hug a stranger all day, or if a stranger was, you know, you go to just learn a first aid class or something, you're just learning, and part of the class is like, well, we just have a guy stand behind you and hug you from behind all day, like the Hispanic kids do. Have you guys seen this? I think Hispanic teens do more from behind hugging of their girlfriends than any other group I've ever seen. It's such a weird way to do it. I guess it's smart because it hides if you have a boner, which they probably do. But it's just, I don't know, it's weird. And then, you know, their thing is like, I'm going to stand behind my girlfriend and hug her and then, you know, look mean at everyone. Which is hilarious because to me, I'm like, well, you're 15. Your girlfriend is a foot and a half taller than you. And what do you think I'm going to do? Come steal her from you or try to? And you're going to have to fight me off? Like, you don't know. You don't need to look mean. And you don't look mean when you're, you know, holding someone from behind. The way my mom would hold me when I was a kid and we went camping and I got cold. Not scary. Not intimidating. It's not a wrestling thing. It's just, you know, it's just you holding someone. It's really not cool. Okay, like I said, eat a Dorito taco. I hope those are still around come May. This is going to start on Memorial Day, I believe. That just seems like, I think Memorial Day to Labor Day. I don't know if that's official summer, but that's what I consider the summer. Because by Memorial Day, it's miserable and hot diarrhea days. And then by Labor Day, things have calmed down and, you know, I can stand to be out on the streets. All the kids aren't out of school and shit. Let's see, I have, this is a single goal, sort of, to beat a PlayStation, a Wii, and an Xbox game. I don't think that's going to be a problem for me. If you have suggestions of which ones, I'm kind of thinking of going classic for PlayStation, like maybe Resident Evil or something like that, just because I've had a lot of false starts with that game. My problem is I can't not kill everything. You know, there'll be a zombie and he's outside of a fence. But I've seen enough zombie movies to know, like, they get in eventually. You can't just be in the fucking mall watching this zombie press himself against the glass all day. Eventually, they somehow get in, and then you're like, really should have killed that guy when I had the chance. That would have been the smart thing to do. So I just can't leave him, even though you have to, I guess. I don't know. The other thing about Resident Evil as a franchise that I don't get into is, you know, they start having like, oh, you fight a plant monster and then a dog monster and then a man who's got a big arm or something, you know, and I don't care about that. I want to fight fucking zombies. I don't want to fight weird genetic monsters. That's boring. Anyone could make a goddamn genetic monster. That we could really do. Or, you know, just put, I don't know, a tiger in there. Just a mansion full of tigers and I'll just fight them. Let's see. So, I made a terribly nerdy goal the other, maybe a year ago, of reading every Amazing Spider-Man comic. You know, because my life's going good. And I decided, from wherever I am on the 31st, I'd like to get through 50 issues in the summer. Which is not a lot of reading, but I think that's an attainable goal. Finally, what I've got on here is I'm going to finish a bottle of Special Booze, which I have not decided what that is. So if you guys have a special booze, you know, something you're like, this is celebratory. Now, it's got to be, I can't drink anything with 99 bananas or 584 cantaloupes or fucking that kind of bullshit, okay? It can't be a bottle of champagne or something because, you know, you open that once and then it's pretty much over already. I guess it could be a six-pack of a beer or something, but preferably just a hard liquor that you find to be enjoyable and maybe is like a treat for yourself, if I can use that completely inappropriate word for booze. Oh, it's just a treat. Just a treat for everyone. So that's what I've got so far, and I do need a lot more input, and I'll be asking guests on the show for some input as well. But if you have any, email me, helpfulsnowman@gmail.com. Because this is a morning show, and they read news on the morning show, I wanted to read some news. I got this great story forwarded to me. I have an office mate who basically any news story where, you know, it's like a kid jumps out of a window and falls and gets impaled on a spike, or, you know, drives his bike through a ditch that's on fire and comes out the other side just a skeleton, stuff like that. She just always forwards it to me, which every time I get one, my first thought is, hey, fuck you. Why did you think I would like this? I'm, you know, because you think I'm crazy and I'm into this. And then I read it and I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty into this, actually. So here's a one that she sent me. Now, there's two stories, because there's one from the first day and another from the second day. And the second day is when it really comes together for me. And excuse me that these are like a month old. You know, I just kind of collect them as I go. Woman killed by cannonball while four-year-old slept nearby. A four-year-old was sleeping in the mobile home struck by a cannonball that killed a 33-year-old woman in San Diego County, officials said. So I know what you're thinking. So it was shot. So who shot a cannon at a trailer? And also, what world are we in where there is a cannon? Cannons are for castles, right? Or I could see shooting a cannon at perhaps a mansion. You know, that might be a way to go. Because that would feel kind of like there was a point to it, or a huge ship. For example, I would shoot a cannon at a huge ship, but like a jet ski, I mean, that seems crazy. You know, that doesn't seem like an appropriate use of a cannon. I think it has to be a big-on-big crime. Is that okay? The incident, which is being investigated by the San Diego County Sheriff's Department, took place when the woman's husband and another man were working on a cannon shortly after midnight outside the couple's mobile home, and it exploded, according to a spokesman. One of the two men was sent to a hospital with minor injuries, but the four-year-old was not hurt. Why do they keep talking about this fucking four-year-old? I mean, it's like, woman killed by cannonball while four-year-old slept nearby. That's the headline. You might as well say, woman killed by cannonball, also a four-year-old is a thing. One of the two men was sent to the hospital with the minor injuries, but the four-year-old was not hurt, officials said. A spokeswoman said the woman's husband was, quote, freaking out after the incident. Good one. Professional. Authorities said the cannonball was homemade and that alcohol was involved. Ah, the big surprise. I always like when they say that, because I feel like they think readers are going to wonder. They'll be like, why was someone fooling around with a cannonball in the night? You know, and I just assume. I mean, alcohol was involved is actually kind of a relief, because, you know, I'm thinking meth, of course. You know, I'm thinking they're Breaking Bad and they have a cannon to protect their meth lab. That would make sense. I mean, as much as anything, as much as a cannon makes sense, period. So that was the first day's story, right? And the second day's story is, you know, when we get the good details about everything. California man devastated over cannon blast, brother says. A man arrested after a homemade cannon blasted through his mobile home, killing his girlfriend, liked to live on the edge, his brother told a San Diego newspaper. He's living on the edge, huh? Making a cannon in a fucking trailer park is really, you know, I mean, there you've got your Steve Jobses and you've got your Bill Gateses. And you're whoever runs Engadget, I guess, and Boing Boing, and then you've got fucking Cannonball Trailer Park Man. Richard Fox, 39, who was arrested for investigation of exploding a device resulting in death after the Tuesday blast. His name's Richard. That's all we need to know. Richard Fox. Okay. Cannon building like a fox. Fox's 38-year-old girlfriend was found... Okay, if you're 38, you shouldn't have a girlfriend, right? I mean, if I start dating someone when I'm 38, even if we've been dating for 3 days, I'm just going to let her know. I'm going to be like, I'm going to just introduce you as my wife, because, you know, or we need another word that means, like, woman, lady friend, you know, because I'm... Believe me, when I'm 38, I'm not going to be someone's boyfriend, okay? 15-year-olds have boyfriends and girlfriends. Adults have, I don't know, fuck buddies and wives. And there's got to be something in between there, though, right? Someone please invent that, okay? Lady, woman, love, person. you know, emotional, someone I abuse. How do you say, what's a nice way of saying someone I constantly abuse with my emotions? And then be nice to on and off, you know, switch off between those things. Someone condense that and make that into a thing. And then we can, you know, or just say, maybe I'll just say fiance. I'll just be like, oh, this is my fiance. Oh, that's a horrible word too. Anyway, he had a girlfriend who was 38, but she's dead from shrapnel wounds, which is too bad because honestly, I wanted her to just get hit in the stomach with the cannonball and video. And it's like that guy who puts on the goggles and gets shot with the cannonball and there's ripples and shit. Fox's brother, Jerry Fox, told San Diego that he spoke with his anguished brother by phone moments after the blast. I'm sorry, it should have been me, Jerry Fox said, recounting his brother's words. Okay. Fox shot the cannon after loading it with fireworks powder. He was treated at a hospital for shrapnel wounds to his right leg. Three other adults and a four-year-old girl. Jesus Christ, they can't fucking let go of this four-year-old girl. Filling a cannon with fireworks powder, I mean, I totally understand the appeal of it. I think you're supposed to get that out of your system when you're 12, you know? That's when we would do things like buy boxes of matches and cut the heads off and fill up a tennis ball with them, see what happens, and, you know, bundle together huge boxes of matches. If you've never tried this, I highly recommend this. Okay, you know you get those boxes of Strike Anywhere matches at the store, like three big boxes. Take an entire box and bundle it together. Go to the hair aisle. Okay, this is something that has been worked out. Go to the hair aisle, and you'll find little rubber bands. You know they look like they're about the right size to go around a tooth or something. Get those. And bundle up the matches in, you know, I don't know, 10 or 15, maybe 20, whatever fits in there. Make a bunch of little bundles. Then you're going to need a big rubber band to make the little bundles into a big bundle. Then you'll have this huge circle of matches. And then just throw a match on it and see what happens. It makes a huge flame. It's fucking great. I mean, it's much better than the sum of its parts. I'll tell you that. You know, it's much better than that fucking stupid can of long matches that are supposed to be for a fireplace, but are really because you want to light candles, but you don't have the guts. Jesus, I almost puked just then. It's fucking morning show. Let's see. Under the influence of alcohol, investigators had not established a motive or determined if the blast was accidental. You know, I'm going to say, I mean, this is the thing. With an accident, okay? Something like that. There's no way he planned to kill his girlfriend this way, because that would be the worst. I mean, maybe. Maybe he's a super genius who has a 38-year-old girlfriend, and this was his plan to off her. You know, was like, well, I need to make it look like an accident. I'm going to change my life now to make us look like just idiot hillbillies. And that's how I can, because then once you've established your idiot hillbilly status, you can kind of kill however you like and claim it as an accident. You know, I was running through my own home with a knife and it stabbed into someone. Oh, God. Well, you can't be blamed for that. But I don't think so. Also, I'm not sure what the motive is here, because somehow I doubt that a 38-year-old trailer girlfriend has a lot of things that this guy is after, you know? I mean, we just vacation in the trailer. We summer in the trailer park. We winter in Aspen, you know? Probably not. Let's see. The blast occurred in Potero, a community of about 700 people on the Mexican border, about 40 miles east of San Diego. In 2008, military contractor Blackwater Worldwide pulled plans for the training facility there after voters recalled five members. Okay, fuck you. That doesn't matter. Let's see. Oh, a neighbor. They always do this. They're like, what does a neighbor think, you know? Which is, if some news guy came to my house and was like, oh my God, your neighbor was a serial killer, what'd you think of him? I would have nothing to say. All I could say is, you know, well, Someone was kind of monopolizing the laundry room with their laundry on Saturday. Last fucking Saturday, I go to do laundry. I'm not kidding. So someone had their shit in the dryer, which takes about an hour. And I put my shit in the washer, which takes about a half hour. And the dryer was running. So I was like, you know what? Just let it go. I'll let this go for an hour and then go check on it. Because I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and, you know, give them a full hour. Go back there and it's just, you know, everyone's just standing still, nothing going on. So I say, all right, you know, I don't give them a half hour because I was just playing video games anyway. Fuck it, man. It was a good excuse because, you know, the longer it takes to finish that, the more I have to play because what can you do? So 2.5 hours later, someone finally took their fucking laundry out of there. You know, it was all like girl clothes and like, I don't, you know, those shirts that girls wear, they're not bras and they're not shirts, but they're somewhere in between and they have lace at the top. But then I don't know if those are shirts or some kind of body control garment or something. I don't know what that is. A lot of that kind of shit in there. So I wasn't as comfortable as, you know, when I go in there and it's like a bunch of Under Armour and shit. And I'm like, okay, I'll just throw this all over the fucking floor or just make a trail of it out to, you know, the yard in front. So if someone came and said that my neighbor was a serial killer, all I could say is, you know, someone's been monopolizing the dryer, and that seems like the type. So I would guess it was him, but, you know, I don't think you can quote me on that. This neighbor says he liked experimenting with guns, and it looks like this experiment went bad, he told the newspaper. Wow. Great. Sandra, somebody who lives at the mobile home park, told UT San Diego that she knew the couple for about 10 years. They were not married, she said. Jesus, so that's her input, is, you know, they weren't married. Wow. I know that from the girlfriend thing. That's all that matters to you? This woman just was killed by a cannon, and the best thing you can come up with is fucking, yeah, they weren't married, so... You know, God dealt his vengeance, I guess. I guess that's her message, is God dealt the vengeance and that's it. Maybe get married, kids. Okay, I don't have a 38-year-old girlfriend. This is my favorite paragraph of the entire two stories. The woman who died was unemployed, enjoyed doing the New York Times crossword puzzle, and kept the trailer neat and clean, the neighbors said. Oh, that's so fucked up. This woman was 38 years old, okay? I mean, if you've not made an impact on the world at 38, it's, you know, getting time where that's either kicking the ass time or, I mean, you're kind of finished. You know, you have to, you should definitely have either done something or be doing something, you know, because death is coming for you at that point. She was unemployed, so no job. Enjoyed doing the New York Times crossword puzzle, which, you know, is maybe a smarts kind of thing, but also I learned something because I did a bunch of crossword puzzles one year. You know, I was just like, I was lonely, so I was like, maybe I'll just do crossword puzzles in the morning. I'll just accept life as an old person. And I bought a book. It was like a special edition because it was for Christmas, you know, so then once Christmas was over... they realized at the bookstore, like, we've made a terrible mistake because there's no reason to make a Christmas crossword collection. You know, and the crossword puzzles have nothing to do with Christmas other than, you know, difficulty-wise. I don't know what the normal... Oh, God, there's something on my foot here. I don't know what the... It's a piece of concrete. Okay. I don't know what the normal way they rate the difficulty of a crossword puzzle is, like stars or something. But, you know, this is trees. So, you know, the one trees are the easiest and the two tree hills are the harder. That's the only Christmas thing. So for me, it was fine because it's like, fuck that. I don't even, you know, it's just a pine tree. It's not even a Christmas tree. So I did those. And the thing about crossword puzzles is you can just, it's a language. And after you do it enough, you just figure it out. Because they use a bunch of words that aren't really words times, or they'll do things like, you know, two words just mashed together, which I call bullshit on that, too. So she could have been smart, but she could have just been such a skid that she's just doing this every day, and eventually you just get good at it. Also, she kept the trailer neat and clean, Which I should fucking hope so. I would hope that if you live in a trailer, you really, I mean, because I live in essentially a non-wheeled trailer. You know, the way I live and the size of my domestic zone, it's pretty much a trailer just minus the wheels. And you have to, I can tell you with experience, you have to keep it clean. Because if you don't, you can't just bring home like a pile of furniture or something or a couch from by the road, because then you're like, oh, I don't have access to my bathroom anymore without climbing over a furniture piece. You don't have an option. So trying to be helpful here, helpful snowman advice, I would say don't live in a trailer park, because that makes, you know, no matter how you die, if you die in a trailer park, people just kind of dismiss it with a, well, you know, all right, well, we lived in a trailer park. What did you expect? Even though you got killed by a cannon, people won't be as surprised and horrified as maybe they should be, because they'll say, well, it was in a trailer. Of course you got killed by a cannon. What are you thinking? The other thing is, like, I guess don't screw around with a cannon near a four-year-old, because then that four-year-old's going to steal your thunder if you're dead. Everyone's going to be, how's the four-year-old that I'd never heard about until today? Is she all right? Good. Fantastic. So I had to brush my teeth right when I got, oh, okay. Let me update everyone on my last couple days, because it's been a little bit interesting. Starting, you know, we'll just say two days ago. So I went for a jog and then went to the grocery store at the end, where I buy groceries and then walk home, which works out pretty well, because then you don't have to fuck around and park. I live a couple blocks from the grocery store, and, you know, I'm not trying to hide where I live, because if you want to send me gifts, send me fucking gifts. Gifts, not animated gifts, okay? Don't send me those. Because I don't know how they're made, and that frustrates me. So I go for a jog and end at the store and then buy my shit, which works fine, except for, you know, you look really bad, because, I mean, I literally run up to almost the start of the store. So I've been sweating, I'm tired, you know, breathing hard. I come in looking like I just killed someone in the car with a knife, like in Zodiac, you know, and it took all my strength, and I wasn't sure I was going to be successful. So it works fine as long as you don't run into someone you know, which happens a lot, or have an incident at the store. For example, you do a bunch of shopping, and then you go up to the thing, and your credit card gets declined. And they say, oh, you know, or it's, you know, it's a debit credit. And the guy was like, well, just take it over to the ATM, and, you know, sometimes, I don't know, that reactivates it or whatever, which I can't imagine how that would work, but maybe. I saw a guy there once. Someone couldn't scan their card, and he lined it with a plastic bag. You know, he stuck it in a plastic bag and pulled it tight and then scanned it, and it worked, which is unbelievable to me. Because I don't understand that at all. But I don't understand a lot of things. Science, to me, is just outstanding, you know. You want to know how bad I am at science? Okay, if you've seen the movie Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, I believe. Is that the one where they end and they're like ZZ Top at the end? And it's like Bill and Ted rock the house and shit. I think that's that one. It has death in it. So towards the end of that movie, they need to fight some bad guy. I don't even remember who it was. And they have these troll guys named Station, who are these little trolls, and they combine into a big troll. And, you know, instead of just fighting them with troll power, fighting the bad guy, the trolls take Bill and Ted to the hardware store and force them to purchase a bunch of shit, you know, mysteriously. And then they retire to Bill and Ted's van and build Bill and Ted robots. So I guess I could just stop there and say that's proof that I'm stupid at science. That I even remember that is a thing, or that I saw that film enough times to remember how it goes. But the real point is, when I remember being a kid and watching that and thinking, if I could just slow-mo when they're in the hardware store, Okay, and they're just throwing shit into a cart, like PVC pipes and nails and whatever. But I was like, according to what I've learned in this motion picture, all the things necessary to create a robot are available in the store. So all I would need to do as a human man is slow-mo this video and watch what they put in the cart, and then I would at least know the essential ingredients for, you know, a fully conscious robot of myself that could punch the head off of, I think there were other evil, that's what it was, evil Bill and Ted robots. Could punch their heads off and solve everything. Does that require explanation? That's how dumb I was. I was just like, yeah, okay, I'll make a robot. If I just knew the parts that were necessary, the physical parts, that's probably the most complicated situation here. And then I could just make it in a van with a troll. So that's how bad I am at science and why I don't understand how credit cards work, okay? Because I don't even understand that you can't build a robot from Home Depot's options. So my card gets declined. So then I have this full thing of groceries that I already self-checked out myself, and the payment will go through. So I have to go to the guy and say, listen, my card's got turned down, but I'm going to just go over the banks right over here and try my official bank ATM and see if that does anything. So I go over there and try it, doesn't work. So then I have to run home, which is not far, and I get there and call the bank. You know, the fuck me number, you know, that's, I've ruined my life, let's talk about it. So I get on the phone, and they start saying, you know, oh, your card's been whatever, and you need to give us all this information about yourself, and then also you need to tell us, to verify it's you, about one of your last transactions, which I say, you know, okay, well, there's a bunch of shit from New York, I was just there, or whatever, and the guy's like, I need the exact dollar amount, you know, of a transaction. So I'm like, fuck me. So I think, and then finally dig a statement out of the garbage, you know, and say like, oh, okay, well, here's what my last deposit would have been from my paycheck, you know, $8. And he's like, all right, thank you. So then he says, oh, okay, well, your card's been flagged. So what we have to do is go through your transactions from top to bottom and see which one it was. Which one's the outlier here, you know? Let me tell you something that's bad about being a man-child such as myself. Being a man-child is very fun. Being a man-child is enjoyable. You enjoy your life, you know? And I'm looking in my closet and there's, you know, a Rock Band guitar, a computer tower that just is used to play old Nintendo games on, and snowshoes, you know, shit like that. I mean, I have a motorcycle helmet and a button collection. You know, I'm a man child. I'm doing a fucking radio show at, you know, 9 and saying, like, this is so early, I'm going to just vomit all over the table. So it's great, but the problem is, every once in a while, your life will be injected with a person who doesn't understand this lifestyle or doesn't agree with it. Such as the man from the bank who goes through your charges with you, you know, and so he has to start from the top and he'll be like, let's see, $60, GameStop, you know, is that real? And I'm like, haha, of course that's real, you know. Try not to tell him that I'm a GameStop reward member or whatever, that I have that card in my wallet, which I put behind, I have first aid and CPR cards, you know, so I put it behind that because that way when I get killed by a cannon, they don't just say, like, he was 28 and a GameStop rewards member, you know, maybe they'll be like, he was 28 and, you know, did a fucking CPR class with someone once and it was weird, but he did it, you know. I never wanted to pick my partner for this Heimlich business, but fuck, man, what can you do? You know, so we go through and there's GameStop, there's an Amazon charge, which was also for a video game, there's, like, you know, food places, that I have no business attending. Just shit. All of it shit. You know, a concert ticket. I mean, there was not one. And this is what I'm going to suggest to everybody, which I would like to start doing, is once a week, just go to a website and put a fucking dollar into a charity every week. Because, you know, then a $1 donation every week to a different charity or the same, it doesn't matter. Because that way, when they call and you have to go through your charges, you know, they'll be like, oh, $1 to Habitat for Humanity. And you'll be like, fucking A, $1 to Habitat for Humanity, you bastard. I do things. I'm helpful to society, man. I'm doing shit. You know, but I guarantee it's not going to happen, you know, when you had to pay your insurance or something like that. It's not going to look human. So we get through that, and then he gets to one, you know, so it's like, oh, you know, fucking Qdoba by your house. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably, I don't really remember. And, you know, oh, Foot Action, you bought some shoes, good. You know, you're really, really, your life's on fire. And then, you know, bookended by two things that are in my town, is $100 at a Walmart in Texas. And I said, you know, I don't think that one happened. I don't really shop at Walmart very often. I mean, once in a great while. And it's usually because I need something at 1 a.m. You know, I'm coming from somewhere and I'm thinking, fuck, this is my only option. I really, you know, and then I consider, do I really need this? That's a good way to know if you really need something, is to just say, well, if it's Walmart or nothing, and I pick Walmart, I must need it. You know, it was $100 in Texas, which also, you know, he's like, are you sure you didn't do this? And I was thinking, if someone gave me $100 to spend at Walmart, I'm not certain that I could. I don't know that they have $100 worth of shit that I'm interested in. I guess I could buy $100 of, you know, toilet paper and paper towels and toothpaste and shit. I wouldn't want to, but I could. If that's what I would spend $100 on if I had to. You know, and then everyone would be wondering, why is he have a paper towel roll out in every room in the house, you know? And it's like, oh, I like to be neat. But the truth is, well, I ripped off a credit card and now I got to spend $100. So we go through this whole rigmarole and fucking, you know, contest the $100. And then, you know, he's asking me questions. And he was very, he was nice, but he was also real on edge that I was going to start yelling at him or something. You know, everything, I asked him to repeat a couple things. And he's like, sir, I just have to ask you these questions. You know, I'm not doubting your story. And I was like, whoa, I'm not doubting your story. I just can't hear your, you know, very ethnic voice over the phone. I couldn't say that, because that's the other thing. You can't say things like, you know, could you talk to me like you would talk to your father and not like, you know, just the way you talk in the break room during your work, because I don't know what's happening here. So, you know, your victim, you're responsible to them. So then we then I get transferred to the fraud lady, you know, who is like, how's your day been? And, you know, of course, I'm thinking, oh, I got a pile of groceries sitting somewhere just rotting. So, good. I mean, could be good. And she's, you know, she asked me the same fucking questions. And, you know, she asked me, too. She's like, did you have your PIN number written on your credit card? As I didn't even say yes or no. I said, do people do that? I mean, is that a thing? She's like, people do it all the time. And, you know, I was like, why? What's the point of the, there's no, you might as well just say, I don't want a PIN number, right? If you're just going to write it on there. So we go through this whole business, and at the end, she's like, if we catch the person, you know, let's say we find Billy Ray, whoever, who's a computer hacker / cannon builder at a trailer park, and he spent $100 to make up for the loss of his 38-year-old girlfriend. If we find him, are you willing to prosecute? And I said, sure. But I only said yes because I was like, I just want them to think that, you know, it really was not me. I didn't have this plan. Also, by the way, to go back a little, no, I'm not in Texas, okay? If a charge goes on my card in Texas, just stop it immediately, you know? So I'd say, of course, I'm willing to prosecute because I just want them to think like, all right, this guy's on the level. He's, you know, he's jumping mad, man. He's ready to prosecute if that's what it takes to get his life back. I'll do anything to get my life back. You know, so she says, okay. And then, you know, we hang up and that's when I start thinking like, what the fuck, man? What does that mean? Am I going to hire a lawyer? No. You know, am I going to go to Texas to get my 100 back? No. Be like, you keep, that's the thing. If someone called and said, all right, I have your credit card number and somehow I can guarantee that I will just lose your number if you just give me 100 and don't contest it, I'd be pretty tempted to say, you know, if I had a crystal ball and knew that this was on the level, as much as that can be on the level, I'd say yes, because the fucking inconvenience of losing a card is far worse than the 100. You know, that's how they're really getting to your life, is just taking 100. So that was that night. And then I go back to the store with a check, you know, like a grandma, and say, you know, do you guys take this? How does that even work? And they just run it through a machine. And so, but I have to go rebuy the groceries or refind them because they stuck them back on the shelf, which made me start thinking like, oh, this is a good reason not to take whatever's in the front. Don't take the front milk. Because it could be that some asshole, some skid, blew up his girlfriend and then came to the store and put a bunch of shit in the cart, but then realized he couldn't use his card because then they could trace him to where he was, you know? And then you see a book of crossword puzzles and just can't stop crying. So don't do that, I guess. I guess that could be a reshopped shit. Yesterday, I awoke and went to my orthodontist and got my splint taken off and my screws taken out, which is apparently not an anesthetic type procedure. They just go for it, you know. He cuts the springs off, which is fine, even though one of the springs had grown into my gum. Like, if you've ever seen a tree that grows on a chain link fence and goes through the wires and shit, which is pretty cool. It's not as cool when it's a piece of metal embedded in your gums. Then he, you know, proceeded to take out the screws, which, you know, I'm laying there in pain and he's like unscrewing the things. And, you know, it brings a tear to your eye. You know how, I mean, I wouldn't say I was crying, but you know how some stuff, it's just like your eyes tear up. It's like getting hit in the balls, you know? You're like, I'm not throwing up because I'm just in such pain. I'm throwing up. It's involuntary, man. It's just that bad. You know, if you get slapped in the face really hard, you'll just tear up because that's how it is. It's nothing emotional. You're just like, holy fuck, this is happening for real. You know, and he's in there with a screwdriver unscrewing these horribly long screws I discovered once I saw them. Also sharp. And he, you know, the lady helping him is like, are you okay? And what can I say? I'm not going to be like, actually, this is quite painful. I'm just like, "Rrr." And I, you know what I've thought about, which is funny about this orthodontist shit? I always wonder, like, let's say the apocalypse happens, right? How am I going to get this shit off of me? Like, everyone's going to be going to the gun store or the Texas Walmart. I'm going to be breaking into the orthodontist office to be like, well, let's see if I can fucking get this goddamn thing off so I can then move on to surviving this apocalypse. Then he used some kind of pliery tool to break off the splint, which was cemented to my teeth, which felt, that was painful. I mean, it felt like someone just pulling your teeth out, you know. If you imagine they glued a piece of wood to your teeth and then just pulled it out, you know, the pressure, oh my God, it was fucking terrible. And then inside the mouth, you know, all of it's done, everything's out, and I'm like, ah, you know, this is great. But, you know, your gums are all fucked up looking. Now I look like a junkie, look like a cannon man, a trailer park cannon man, a Nick Cannon. So, you know, and then he's like, all right, go ahead and go brush. Oh, and the smell. Oh, Jesus God. It was like if you had just chewed a garlic bulb for 8 months straight, the same one, like a cow, and just swallowed it and brought it back up and chewed. I mean, it was unbelievable. And it's all in your mouth, so that helps. So then he's like, go ahead and go brush. You know, they have all this brushing stuff. So I go in there and I brush, and he's like, there'll probably be some red. Don't be alarmed. Which, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'm a grown up. I know that's blood. You know, it's, I could taste it. I'm familiar with the taste of blood, sir. I've lived that kind of life. So I brush and spit into the sink what just feels like all the blood in my body. You know, I couldn't brush and spit fast enough to keep up with the profusion of blood. Then I rinse with Listerine in there, and, you know, it's the light green, minty, whatever, and I spit it out, and it's dark brown. It's like syrup coming out of my mouth. And then I get an x-ray and go home. And, you know, I had to call in sick for work for a few hours, and it's hard to call in sick to work to your boss, because you want to explain, or I wanted to explain anyway, like, listen, I could come in health-wise. The problem is I can't stop bleeding from the mouth just yet, and really, I'd prefer not to come in with blood mouth if that's an option. I think that's probably for the best for everyone if I save my blood mouth for myself. But how do you explain that on her machine, you know? So I didn't think about it until I was doing it, and then I'm saying, you know, I don't think I'll be in right away. I'm fine, but I just need to get this stuff under control. Okay, bye, you know. So that was that. That's my dental update. Oh, except, so then I have to go to the bank. You know, because I'm like, well, I guess I will just be like a grandma, and instead of using a card or something, or an ATM, I will just go to the bank and say, like, I'd like some money that I have, please. Walk in the door, and cheerful lady, on this show before I expressed how there was a lady there who kind of bumbled her way through a transaction where I got a bunch of quarters to go to an arcade, and she had to sort of save herself and did a medium job. Same lady, walk in there, and she's like, you look thrilled to be here, you know? And I don't say to her, oh, well, I just spit all of the blood in my body into a sink, or like, well, I had to use a paper towel to wipe blood marks off my face, you know, because whatever got on my face. You know, I just had an orthodontic procedure that was intense where the lady was like, you should probably close your eyes because, you know, something might get in your eye. I just say, yeah, I just had a dental thing. She's like, oh, that sucks. Well, at least they didn't, you know, whatever. They didn't have to numb you and stuff. That's the worst. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, I guess that's bad. I don't know if having to be numbed is worse than where they're like, eh, we don't need it, but whatever. You know, I'm just like, whatever, lady. So I asked for a withdrawal. And she's like, oh, well, you've got, I'm convinced that regardless of your balance, they'll be like, look at that, you're in the plus. When's the last time you sat down with one of our bankers? You know, she's, when's the last time you sat down with our bankers? And I said, never. You know, I don't do that. I don't sit at those little desks in your fucking shit lobby and talk to some asshole about, like, have you thought about buying a home? Because we could work that out for you. You know, just pay us a little money for the rest of your life and you could have a horrible home to maintain. Think about that, how that would be a boon. Your life would change. So I say never, and she's like, well, if you'd like, take a minute and sit down, you know, and I was like, honestly? And, you know, I'm like, bitch, I just came in here looking fucking like a ghost. You know, I'm the walking dead. I am There Will Be Blood, okay? I'm in a lot of movies, and none of them are ones where I come out on top. They're ones where I tragically die at the end, and apes have, you know, conquered. So I, you know, I say any other day I'd love to, which is a complete lie, but I'm like, I am never coming back here, you know, again, ever. Any other day I'd love to, but, you know, I'm still bleeding from the mouth. I mean, my teeth are outlined. It looks like I've had red Kool-Aid for the last 8 weeks. No, I don't think today. And she says, cool. Well, I'm going to have one of them call you. And I'm like, fine, you know, because, and the reason I said fine is because my phone was shut off because I'm a scumbag and my card got hacked the very day my phone thing was due. You know, so AT&T, I found, would just let you go a month. You know, they'd be like, fuck it, man, he's under contract, we'll get him. And Virgin Mobile, however, don't fuck around. It was to the hour of when my phone was activated. It was deactivated, you know, so I was phoneless, which was kind of bad, except when a personal banker is going to call you, and then they'll just get a, this phone is fucking in outer space, doesn't exist anymore. That works fine for me, actually. So I said, go for it. You know, whatever you got to do to fucking get some kind of, you know, you put another fake paper dollar sign on a track that's next to your name, and you see how you're doing compared to your coworkers, or whatever they do to incentivize your behavior here. And that's pretty much it, I guess. I think that's where it ends. I think that's kind of my life story for the last couple days. I hope it was somewhat of interest. I don't know. Is this morning thing working for you guys? I can't tell. I did want to share one other thing, but I think I'm going to save it for next week. It's a pee drinking hypothetical. It's very important. Very important that I get everyone's input on this, because I have a very specific opinion on this pee drinking thing. Maybe I should just, I'll just do it, because now I've said enough. Here's the hypothetical. You meet the person of your dreams, okay? And that's whatever your dreams are, that's what this person is. You know, if they're rich, beautiful, handsome, man, woman, little bit of both, depending on whether you're north or south of the equator, whatever. You meet the person of your dreams, and they're perfect in every way, other than their one quirk is every morning they drink an 8-ounce glass of urine. Now, this is a something they understand that this is somewhat taboo. They're not ashamed per se, but ashamed enough that, like, let's say your parents were visiting for the weekend. They wouldn't, you know, your parents wouldn't wake up to find your spouse just sitting at the table with a hot glass of urine steaming, you know, or a teapot of pee with the steam coming through the whistle, the pee steam. So they understand that. However, when it's just the two of you, it's not like she'd be hiding in the closet or the bathroom drinking it. I mean, you would know about this immediately. And let me answer some of the other questions I've gotten about this hypothetical. You know, people ask, well, is it for health or for fun or what? To which I say, well, I think that depends on your ideal mate. I mean, if you can tolerate something that's based on health, then it could be that. Or if you think it's just, if they're just like, I know it's fucking weird, okay? I'm compelled. It's like an OCD thing. Whatever you think. Whatever justifies it in your head, I mean, is probably what would justify it in their head. Someone asked, you know, do they brush their teeth? Which I would say, I think so, because my ideal mate would be a toothbrusher. You know, I did this radio show and I brushed my teeth just because I was like, I wonder if microphone holds, like, stink, like bad breath stink or something. I'm not going to risk it right now, okay, with my decayed mouth. I think that's most of the questions I've gotten. So the question, the hypothetical is, would you try it with this person? Would you try to make it work? Knowing going in that this is a pee drinker, knowing that this is an everyday thing and it'll never stop, would you give it a go? Now, I've heard a lot of answers. You know, if you want to think about it without hearing the answers, shut this off now. And then come back, you know, once you've formulated, I'd like an independent opinion. Mostly there's a gender divide. I would say most ladies say no. Most men say absolutely. I had one lady who said, yes, I would do it because I'm convinced that I could change him. You know, to which I said, you can't. This isn't, you know, this is not a negotiable. It's not going to happen. And she said, I understand that. But I still feel like I could change him. And that would be enough to convince me to go forward, which I was like, that's probably pretty telling of many relationships, right? Where they're like, you know, they always say you can't change someone. And she's like, I know, but I would just try. Most people, though, are just like, it's too gross. I can't handle it. My argument in favor of doing it is, okay, my ideal woman would be rich. Not because I need that, but if I'm just building an ideal human, she'd be perfect in every way, and why not rich? rich enough that I don't have to work, because that would be fantastic. And so then I think, all right, if she's rich enough that I don't have to work and drinks pee, that kind of changes that situation a little bit. And then I start thinking, if someone said to me, hey, every morning that you drink an 8-ounce glass of pee, you don't have to work anymore. So if you can drink an 8-ounce glass of pee every morning, every weekday morning until, you know, you're 55 or whatever, and then you can just retire, I'd say I'll fucking give it a shot, man. I can't guarantee that I could do it, but I'm pretty sure I could do it. You know, just slam an 8-ounce glass of pee and go straight back to bed. I could do that. I'm pretty sure I could do that. You know, I wouldn't want to leave it for the afternoon, because then I would just be dreading it all day. I would just slam it in the morning, get in the shower, brush the teeth and all that shit, and go about my day. And no one would know, and it's fine. So that's, to me, I was like, ideal mate aside, I would still do it. Just for that one benefit, I'd be up for fucking trying. So how could I say no to somebody else doing it? Because that's not as bad as me doing it myself, right? I mean, they're drinking the pee. Alright, well, there you go. So, you know, you're supposed to ask these questions in the morning, expand your mind, get ready for the day. So you should all feel ready for your day now. Thanks for waking up with Pete. You know, I joined the greats of morning radio, such as Whoopi. Now I'm part of that pantheon, me and Whoopi, I guess. Thanks for listening again. Follow me on Facebook, /HelpfulSnowman. Twitter.com/HelpfulSnowman. I've been pretty active on there recently. I've had a couple people ask me, like, I need to get on Twitter so I can follow you. To which I say, yeah, do it. I don't know. Fucking... The secret to Twitter is just to follow people who are funny, okay? Don't follow someone just because you like them. I mean, if you like the Rolling Stones, don't just follow Keith Richards or something, because it's going to be boring. You know, we'll talk about that sometime. And go to HelpfulSnowman.com. Also, I'm in the process of making some pretty excellent stuff. Some Helpful Snowman, I would call it merchandise, but it's not, I don't think I'm going to really sell it. I don't think I'll make any money off it. But if you have won a prize in one of our games, I need you to email me and tell me what the game was where I promised you a prize. That's it. I don't need a date. I don't need an exact plot. I just need a general, hey, I've won a prize. Okay? Because I need to remake that list and make sure everyone gets their prize now that I'm going to have something to give you. So do that. Email me, helpfulsnowman@gmail.com. And let me know that you've won a prize, okay? And then I'm really going to get that out to you. All right. You guys have a great, fantastic day.
I like you. With your makeup on, all dialed up, singing a song. You put me on a morning train. You put me on.